Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 2, 1, hi. Welcome back.
Nailed it.
You've stolen my life. Okay. Welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere.
Wait, we're not welcome. This is episode 2. We're not welcoming back.
We're welcoming the back each week.
We're still welcoming. Welcoming back each week.
Okay, fine.
This is totally going to be the intro.
Welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere. We're here every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your science teacher at school. I'm Amy, and I didn't ask these questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two science teachers, Andrew and Ross, who can help me answer them now. So you'll be using the first one.
I'm Ron Berg.
Herb Erplinger?
Oh god, can you tell it's late and I've had no coffee today?
But yeah, you can drink coffee again.
Yeah, I can drink coffee again. Yeah. Hey. Episodes 2 season of the season 3.
It's a weird way to put it.
Oh dear. Oh. So this week we are talking all things, well, not all things. We're talking something unnatural. Ross wouldn't give us any more information because he wants us to be surprised by
I didn't want you to think about it ahead of time.
So I wonder what it could be.
Unnatural. So Ross, over to me. Take it away.
So I'm going to start this with a question. What is the most unnatural fruit?
In what sense? Like scientifically or... Oh, I really don't like bananas in the kitchen. Thinking of Ross's brother hates bananas.
You don't.
You're not recording again. You
better. No, I'm thinking about the question.
This would be
this
comedy
time.
Gold no, here.
I'm definitely comedy recording AU. This time.
Oh, it's good. Good for me.
Callback.
Shout out episode 1.
I don't know. Actually, banana was the first thing that popped into my head.
No. Okay. Oh, what's the most unnatural? So let's think.
So what by unnatural? What do I mean?
I feel like I'm on a quiz show with each one of you each week. It's really fun. Then we try and work out the answer.
And we lose every week.
No, excuse me. I won everything last week.
Do we get a clue?
Unnatural. Do you mean like it shouldn't be a fruit? It's like being so genetically modified.
Well, yeah. It's by unnatural, I mean the furthest away from where it started as an...
Is like it an orange because they're meant to be green?
As an evolved fruit.
Orange because they're meant to be green?
So yeah, oranges should be green, yeah.
Is it a grape? Because actually grapes are normally the size of basketballs, but we've shrunk them down to teeny tiny little things.
Oh, no, it's kind of the opposite, but I didn't know that.
You know, you can get baby watermelons as well.
Oh, have you ever had a cucamelon?
What? No.
It's like a teeny tiny little cucumber, but it's like the shape of like a teeny tiny little basketball. So cool.
Oh, did not know about
is
that.
Is it a cucamelon?
No.
Yeah. Is it something like that though? Something that's been like genetically modified?
Yeah. There's two contenders.
Okay.
There's two rival camps in this, and one of them has said a watermelon.
Oh.
And the other one's gone with sweet corn.
Oh.
Oh.
So these are the two things that are furthest away from their sort of natural evolutionary thing before they were harvested. No, what's the right word?
Cultured. Cultivated.
Or is a, yes. is a banana not meant to have... You've made me Google this
banana's
before.
Banana's got seeds in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, a banana looks quite different, but
no,
very...
If you, no, Google now. In fact, everyone just stop and Google. What do you have to Google again? Like, what a real banana looks like or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google it just now. Pause.
You'll probably also see a watermelon in there as well.
2 hours
okay, so what
later.
Do we... Real banana. Banana. Oh, I've
so
called it bababa.
Basically, we can see the evolution of watermelon because there's an Italian Andrew. Artist called Giovanni Stanchi, and he drew a watermelon in the 1600s, and you can see it's very different from the watermelon we have now.
And wait, we're still...
Yeah,
sorry,
Ross,
I'm
everybody's just
bananas.
Googled bananas.
Okay. Everyone's Googled what
right,
a real banana
are, what are we Googling
looks
now?
Like.
So we're gonna Google
Giovanni Stanchi watermelon. Stanchi?
Giovanni.
What's his name?
Stanchi.
Spell as it sounds.
Sure.
I got a painter. Ooh. Watermelon.
Yeah. So you can see all the
red
and white flesh fruit.
I have seen this picture.
And even that's a watermelon that's like been cultivated by humans for hundreds of years. So that'll have changed for the original thing, which sounds close to what you were talking about there. What was it, the cuckoo melon?
A cuckoo melon, yeah.
Yeah, so it should be a very small melon, and it's just been artificially bred to make it bigger. And then think about, I can think about my childhood. Picture you're 6 years old and you're eating watermelon on holiday somewhere. How is it different to the watermelons you have now?
I suppose it had, it's got seeds in it.
Oh, doesn't it anymore, does it?
What?
Yeah, well, you can get seedless watermelon,
Well, they're pretty much all seedless now. They've all been genetically modified to be seedless.
Oh.
Whereas even when we were younger, sort of 20 years ago, they all had seeds in them. They all had these big black seeds that people used to spit out.
Oh, yeah, because if you picture a watermelon, like if you Google, like, I don't know, cartoon watermelon.
Let's Google cuckoo melon.
That's
very triggering for me. Cuckoo Melon, if you're not aware, is a very annoying kids' TV show. So that and then sweet corn. So if picture your big corn in the cob, that's come from something similar to like grass seeds, like wheat type thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But again, over sort of 700-800 years of artificial breeding, and they managed to make like the harder corn, which is used all over America. And then over the last 100 years or so, it's been turned into this sort of soft, juicy sweet corn. And so even like 80 years ago, sweet corn didn't exist. Like the stuff you get in tins now.
Yeah. The yellow corn.
You could only get hard. Yeah, you could only get hard like corn, like a seed type thing. So it's all just from. I've been changing it. So I just thought it was really interesting to see within our lifetimes, we're all sort of middle 30 type things.
32 here. Middle 30s.
Yeah,
I was just trying to be kind to Andrew, but let's just
feel victimized here.
just the changes in, like, even going from seeds when we were younger to not having seeds now.
Oh. Yeah, that's really cool.
Interesting. I wouldn't have got that from. I don't know what you could have said that we would have guessed that.
You could have put putting in unnatural was quite.
Someone said watermelon, and then someone said.
We named a lot of fruits. In fairness,
I think you got there pretty quickly.
We just named. Yeah, we named a lot of fruits.
That was good.
But yeah, that was. A
I
good
like
story.
That one.
Thank
yeah.
you, Ross. But I want to move on to the next bit, which is questions that you guys are going to ask me. And see if I can do better than last week.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Amy, question number one. What is it that makes whole cities light up?
A type of power? Does it not depend what city you're in? Like, you might have...
Is it meaning like the...
What was our power cut? The street lamp? We had a really stressful power cut recently. Basically, don't have a smartphone or a smart home, sorry, or it gets turned into a horror movie because... We have white noise machines in the kids' rooms, like, because we do. They just kept going off and on, constantly, this white noise machine. The robot Hoover started going off and on.
Our lights started flickering,
because it was basically, like, an underground cable thing that, like, was a little bit loose, or I don't know, something like that. The man on the phone was trying to explain it. But, yeah, I know our streetlights went off, and that was an underground cable, because the road was dug up for, like, 6 weeks. So I'm going to guess underground cables are powering the city. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I would have said, yeah. It's underground cables.
Is it?
Streetlights. Is that the answer?
Yeah, streetlights.
I suppose Brussels.
iPhone,
what gives
just
us,
lots of people holding up their iPhones.
I suppose what gives us energy depends on your city, depends on where your energy comes from. But am I right in saying,
cars,
Ross, that like...
A lot of cars will... For example, think about when we're in planes and we're flying over cities.
You get cars out of the country and they're not lighting up the place. No, it's street lights. Street lights light up. When you see a glow around a city, it's the street lights you're seeing. It's not house lights. It's not car lights.
It's street lights.
Street lights.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And cities should be glowing less now, because we've changed from the old orange sodium bulbs to the new LED bulbs.
We're getting a bit bulby again.
Yeah.
A bit bulby like last week. I don't think we all get points there.
Everybody gets points.
Yeah, everyone. Points for everyone. Okay.
Okay, I feel like I don't get any because I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no points for
question,
you.
Question number two. What is it in glow sticks that makes them glow?
I think I'm sure I've asked this question before. So let me have a think. I know you have to break it for it to glow. Yeah, that's all I know. It'll be some sort of...
So what must be happening then?
A reaction.
Oh.
With force? Is that a thing? Contact? Heat? Is it heat? I don't know. Two things reacting?
Yeah, what would you call that?
A chemical reaction?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So it's two chemicals.
So two chemicals mixing
fluorescent.
Together. Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Is it fluorescent?
Nice.
Is that a chemical?
Yeah, it's a reaction of the chemicals.
Can't believe I knew that.
I think you've kind of answered all the bits. Like, it's a chemical reaction between two chemicals that are not mixed until you break the little glass vial that's inside the glow stick. and then they become
okay,
mixed.
In fairness, I didn't know it was... it's so funny, all these things that you
so,
use.
Just, sorry to interrupt. Something pinged in my science brain there. It's not fluorescent.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, it's not, is it? It's luminescence.
It's luminous.
Right,
yeah.
I'm getting my mum to appeal to the SQA.
We've got enough of them, haven't we?
Wait. We should probably explain the difference between fluorescence and luminescence.
I was going to, but you kept cutting me off.
What's in the highlighter? Is that fluorescent?
That's fluorescence.
Yeah, it will be fluorescent.
Or toothpaste. No, is that fluoride?
Fluoride.
Jeez. Fluoride.
Right. Fluorescent is absorbing a part of the electromagnetic spectrum that can't be seen, usually ultraviolet, and then making visible light.
Yeah, so that's like your
stuff like
that's
black
like your
lights.
Black lights and your like your highlighters and things like that, they all fluoresce.
Yes, they do. Yeah, because ultraviolet.
Because when you put a black
fluoresce
light,
yourself.
Because when you put a black light over the top, they get brighter. So
yeah. So what they're doing is they're absorbing ultraviolet light or photons. That's jumping electrons up energy levels. It's just if anyone's interested in the science bit. And then as they drop down energy levels, they can do it in stages. And this is called cascading. And this cascading can be in the visible spectrum, so we can see it.
So what's illuminating?
What's illuminating?
Oh, wait, hold on. It wasn't illuminating. Was
luminous.
It? What was
luminous
the other word?
Is luminous.
Luminous.
Was it luminous?
Luminous means giving off light, yeah.
Oh.
Chemical
reaction. Oh, luminescence. That's what it was. Luminescence. That was the word.
Yeah.
Sure.
Fluoresce.
Like evanescence. Just luminous.
Lumes. So you're not the candlestick in the.
It's Lumiere.
Lumiere.
Okay.
Come on.
What's that then? Right. Anyway. Okay. I'll probably have
that's
to give.
That's French for candle.
I'll probably have to give myself no points, but like a nice try there. Okay. So have we got the last question, Ross?
Yes.
I'm not doing as well this week, so hit me.
Well, this one you should be able to get.
Oh, Ross, that puts more pressure on me.
Question 3. Can silver melt ice?
Oh, this is a simple yes, no.
Well, what's it on? Can I? Well, technically, if it was hot, it could melt ice.
Okay, yes.
So, yeah.
That'll work, yeah.
So, yeah. Yes, it could melt ice. Is my answer. Is that right? Is this just like,
okay.
Is this the one in the exam paper where you just circle yes or no and it's like, doesn't need a follow-up? I love those ones. Or a true and false?
No, you're right. Like, but there's the only other part to it is that silver doesn't need to be hot.
To melt ice.
To melt ice, yeah.
Oh.
Silver has a high thermal conductivity.
Specific heat capacity
thought,
is the word.
I thought our computer, I thought
that's
our Wi-Fi was cutting out there.
And that's...
It's the remix.
So even at room temperature, it'll still melt ice. As long as it's real silver.
Oh, so is that a good way to test?
It should still melt ice.
So sterling silver, would that melt ice?
All metals, well, they're all good conductors.
Yeah.
Of heat.
They'll all conduct heat away.
Yeah. So
what?
I suppose, yeah.
No, it does matter on temperature, because actually if you were... You need to be in a room that it can conduct the heat to. So if the room was colder than the ice, and the metal was colder than the ice, then it wouldn't melt the ice. It only melts the ice if it and the room around it are hotter. Yeah, all metals will melt it.
Yeah.
I just know that it, if you wear sterling silver, it doesn't go green. So you get a lot of like...
Oh yeah, because it doesn't react,
sheep.
Does it?
Yeah, it doesn't oxidize, you know?
So we've got a really cool demo we do with this at school. We've got a bit of wood and a bit of metal. And the metal's very conductive. I don't know what metal is exactly. But you give it to the kids, and then when they feel it, they feel the metal one is cold, and then they feel the wood is warmer. So they think that the wood will melt it quicker. And then you put the two bits of ice on the two of them, and then the metal one melts like pretty much instantaneously. And then the wood one just sits there.
Hmm.
It's just because the metal ones, yeah, can conduct the, not the heat away, the heat towards it, I suppose. I was saying the heat away earlier. Ooh, silly mistake.
Cool, retraction.
I need to retract my earlier statement.
Yay, it's finally happened. Somebody else has to have a retraction.
Ross has to retract a lot of things, don't we?
Well, that was quite good. Amy, I think over the three questions, you have gained another 3 out of 6.
I'll take that.
I think that's a 3 out of 5, because I think the last one can only be out of 1.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
Okay, yeah, no, 3 out of 5, which is,
as a percentage,
an improvement on 3 out of 6.
Well, let's see, what percentage is that?
Take a guess. How'd you work that out, David? No.
3 divided by 5.
3 divided by 5.
See, yeah. Times 100.
6%. You got a B.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm up to B.
So, if you would like to send in some questions to see if Amy can answer them and keep improving her score, please send them to iReaditOS@gmail.com or contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok @iReaditOS. Please also like, share, follow, subscribe. Please do this on all social media so that we can keep you up to date with our latest episodes. See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.